It was a rainy, damp day in November, and I was heading out on my first appointment as a real estate agent to preview a home. The owner was renting it at the time, but was considering putting it on the market to sell. If he decided to do that, it would be my first listing. I was excited. My husband had the day off, so he decided to come with me since he was considering buying a rental property himself. As we parked in the muddy dirt driveway, we could see a man and woman smoking cigarettes on the rundown, screened-in back porch. They weren't very accommodating, but told us that the heat wasn't working, but the landlord was in the process of getting it fixed. I couldn't help but notice empty beer cans strewn about on the porch floor. And I could see from the porch a kerosene heater sitting in the middle of the living room floor that didn't seem to be operating on that cold day. The living room was sparse, just a couple of pieces of worn furniture. A small girl and boy ran up to us from downstairs. The little girl grabbed my hand and proudly led me downstairs to show me her bedroom. My heart breaks when I recall this day. Her bedroom consisted of a single mattress laid directly on the floor with a pillow and bunched up blanket laying on top. It was sitting on a concrete floor covered in about a quarter inch of water. No toys, dolls, clothes around, nothing. Dark, musty, and cold. Across the hall was her brother's bedroom, which appeared to be a replica of hers. She mentioned she had another brother who lived with her father. She was a sweet little girl with such a wonderful disposition. I wanted to take her home with me. This family may have been in the process of moving out and relocating, but no explanation could excuse these children's living conditions. I walked out of that house feeling like someone had punched me in the gut. My husband was equally upset and immediately reached out to social services when we arrived home. We checked back with them a few days later and learned that they followed up on our call and were handling the situation. This was eye-opening for me, and it took me a while to get a good night's sleep. I couldn't get those two sweet children out of my mind.